Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Lorenzo, and welcome to 2-Minute Tips on Hacking Your Leadership podcast. Today's 2-Minute Tip is brought to you by Josh Sederman. Josh is the CEO and co-founder of Sederman Connect. Josh provides some great advice on being a better leader by being a better listener. Find more great content from Josh on LinkedIn. A link to his page and website can be found in the episode notes.
Hi, my name is Josh Sederman of Sederman Connect. I'm the CEO and co-founder, and you're listening to Hacking Your Leadership's 2-Minute Tips. Today, we're going to talk about 3 ways to really listen, and what are the best ways to really lead by really listening to the room. Number 1 is listen with your eyes. 2 is ask powerful questions. And 3 is recap at the end of every meeting. Let's start with listen with your eyes. One of my mentors once gave me the guidance and leadership to go into that meeting, sit and watch. Watch the body language. Watch the nonverbal and verbal cues. Watch the eye contact, whether in the virtual or in the physical environment. Leaders can listen with their eyes to make sure people are tuned in, feeling the room, understanding what the objectives of the meeting are, and making sure that the meeting is addressing whatever needs to happen next so that you leave the meeting with clarity. Speaking of clarity, number 2, ask powerful questions. This is critical. Asking powerful questions is all about clarifying and giving the room the chance to align and come together. The questions oftentimes don't have to come at the beginning of a meeting. They may come at the middle or end. And the questions should not be your questions alone. They should be questions for the room to consider. How can you provoke powerful conversations by asking clarifying and powerful questions? And number 3 is recap at the end of every meeting, using your reflective listening to demonstrate not that just you understand, but that the room understands. That the room is clear that through listening with eyes, asking powerful questions, and recapping at the end, the entire team, whether small or large, leaves that meeting with clarity around next steps. So next time you enter a room as a leader, think about the ways, the 3 tips that you can really listen and hear the room by listening with your eyes, asking powerful questions, and recapping at the end of a conversation. Again, my name is Josh Sederman. As part of Sederman Connect or SedermanConnect.com, you can find us on LinkedIn or Instagram, and we specialize in supporting organizations evolving cultures through leadership development, professional coaching, and diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. We look very much forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.